Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we conclude the story of Noah and his ark in Genesis chapter 9. We'll listen to our guest reader, Dr. Woodrow Kroll, former president of Back to the Bible, read the 26 verses of Genesis chapter 9.
Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood, I will require a reckoning. From every beast, I will require it, and from man. From this fellow man, I will require a reckoning for the life of a man. Whoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the people of the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk, and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be to his brothers." He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant." After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. All the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Back in 1999, I read Genesis chapter 9 on its own that day, and I wrote, "After the flood, God instructs Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Everything is food for you. except the blood, no murder. And then lastly, I wrote, establish the rainbow covenant. In 2007, after reading Genesis 9, I wrote, Adam and Eve were vegetarians, and I referred to chapter 2, verse 16, because there was no shedding of blood until they sinned. With Noah, every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you, as I gave the green plant. And then I wrote, God establishes the rainbow as an everlasting covenant that he would not flood the whole earth again and destroy all flesh. It is a sign from God of his mercy. When we see a rainbow, we should worship God for his love toward us. How many people do you think, when they see a rainbow, think of God today? This is just another example of our biblical illiteracy. The rainbow is a powerful reminder of God's covenant with human beings. The rainbow itself is a testimony of Noah and the flood. So the next time somebody says, do you really believe in Noah and the ark? You say, have you seen a rainbow? The rainbow is God's reminder of Noah and the flood. Who sees these signs and wonders from the Lord in our world today? God help us. The rainbow is also a reminder of the very first covenant that God makes with man. My English Standard Version footnote on covenants says, a covenant formally binds two parties together in a relationship on the basis of mutual personal commitment with consequences for keeping or breaking the commitment. The covenant from God to Noah is still binding today. Let's read it. Verse 9, behold, I establish my covenant with you, Noah, and your offspring after you, that's us, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. So when people see a rainbow, do they see a covenant between God and them? Does it remind us of God's mercy? God said, I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when God sets a rainbow, he thinks of us. He says, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. So when he sets a rainbow, he thinks of us. So when we see a rainbow, do we think of him? God says of the rainbow, this is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Have you taken rainbows for granted? Do you think if you chase a rainbow to the end, you'll really find a pot of gold? The rainbow is far more significant than a pot of gold. It is a visible sign of God Almighty's covenant with you and me. That's amazing, isn't it? People want to see God. People want to see a sign from God. How many people, when they see a rainbow, see a sign from God? Maybe the application from Genesis chapter 9 is for each one of us to have a different view of a rainbow. Next time you see a rainbow, think of God and his covenant with you. Think of his mercy and his love toward you. And share that sign from God with those you're with. Explain the rainbow to the people that you're with. Father, we thank you for the covenant relationship you have with us, for the rainbow, a visible sign that you are real, that you are alive, that you love us, that you said you would never destroy the earth again with water. Holy Spirit, remind us every time we see a rainbow to think of you. Father, thank you for rainbows. In Jesus' name, amen.